From Spark and Anvil and BiomeForge, this is Dune, in Chapter 1 of the BiomeForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This story covers ecosystems and indigenous knowledge. Parents may want to listen first. Dune is a careful Jerboa tween. She wears a naturalist vest and hops watchfully. Her fur is warm cream and soft sand. She carries adaptation cards and a biome tracker. I am Dune. I embody the desert biomes and their hidden life. The lesson is simple. Life adapts to scarcity. A desert is not empty. Camels conserve water, cacti store it, and kangaroo rats make their own from seeds. This is ancient wisdom, carried by peoples like the Bedouin and the San, whose knowledge we must honor. Dune grew up listening to the quiet hum of the Sonoran, learning from the saguaro and the sand. By age 7, I knew the lesson. Emptiness is an illusion. You must learn how to see. At the Biome Conservatory, the final test was one question. What is a desert? A desert is a library of adaptations. It is a place that teaches how life answers scarcity. Her answer was her appointment. She became the new teacher of the sands. Life adapts. The desert is not empty. That is the whole biome. That is what makes Dune, Dune. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to next-generation science standards. If anything in this story brought up big feelings, talking to a trusted adult helps. You can also reach support lines anytime. Call or text 988 to talk with someone. Or text the word HOME to 741717. With cultural knowledge credit to the Indigenous, traditional, and community knowledge holders whose practice and care this story draws on. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.